He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
All right, that is, I think, going to do it here for
Wait,
the...
Can we talk about Ahsoka for a second?
I know,
oh, you're
going to
get there. My apologies.
You and Jason did the same thing.
My apologies. So but you didn't mention it in the open that we were going to talk
about
it at
well,
the end.
It's my bad.
All right.
But spring for those of you who just want basketball stuff, that is done. We are going to move into just talking about Ahsoka now that it is wrapped. Aaron and I have had a blast talking about the show and recapping it on a weekly basis here, and we are going to have our last conversation about it. So if you just want basketball, no hard feelings. Enjoy your weekend. I might have a surprise for everybody on the feed tomorrow. We'll see.
Pressa?
Yeah, maybe. Avery goes, every time I go to the grocery store, she goes, Dad, you got me prize? So I might have a prize for everybody.
Okay.
But I want to talk about Ahsoka. I want your thoughts on it. I talked to Jason about it yesterday. I liked the series. Are you willing to say, like, where are you at on the spectrum of feelings toward the series?
I don't need another season of that. Somebody asked me yesterday, I got a haircut yesterday. My hair does look lovely. I didn't put any product in it yet, but it does look lovely. My barber, he and I talk about it. He's a Star Wars guy, but he has not seen the show. So he asked me yesterday, like, is it worth watching? And I said,
yes.
I said, now that it's over and you can, like, you know, a lot of the episodes were kind of short. So now that it's over and you can sit down and watch the whole thing in a night or two nights, because, you know, it's maybe 4.5 hours of runtime or something like that over the 8 episodes, because you can sit down and watch them all in one day, one sitting or two sittings. Yes. If I had to do over again and had to wait a week each week to watch it, I would not. I thought it. Yeah, nothing happened. I don't need any more. Nothing happened.
Thrawn is like,
yes, he's back. He got
back.
There. Yes. But can you explain to me what, so if the show is self-enclosed and you were part of the reason why I made the slog of watching all the cartoons, right? Because I wanted to have some frame of reference for why I cared. Like Ahsoka's first appearance on The Mandalorian. I had no idea who this person was. I would not have had known who Thrawn was, but so I did all the homework. But if this show was self-enclosed and you did not do all of that 100 hours of homework, why Thrawn's back? Okay, why? Who cares? Why? Like, was there anything in this show that made you feel like Thrawn was this big threat?
Yeah. I mean,
because you knew all of the stuff from before. I'm saying, like, just in
No, because even if I only knew about Thrawn through the show, all right, so you got the sense that he was banished and he was on this deserted planet or whatever, and despite that, was somehow able to piece together everything that you saw there to where, like, especially if you compare everything that he accomplished while he was there to what Ezra accomplished while he was there, who didn't do shit. Like, he was just on fucking vacation, apparently.
Living with the turtle people?
Yeah. If I was just introduced to those characters, honestly, that was one of my disappointments of the show, was that, like, Ezra, by the time Rebels ended, was on his way to becoming a pretty badass Jedi.
Yes.
Who, like, had just seen the bigger picture,
yes,
and was willing to risk it all to get Thrawn off of the board.
Yeah, because he was that big of a threat in Rebels.
And then like we meet Ezra and he's just like, hey, sir, he would talk to Sabine. Hey, like, are you going to how did you find me here? What? And she would just say, like, no. And he's like, okay. Hey, how did you find me? No.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? It kind of reminded me of the sequels Luke, where it's just like, now you're just like hanging out somewhere and do nothing now.
Yeah. Cool. Even like, even Yoda, when we first met Yoda, right? Like, it was just like, this is totally badass, like Jedi, and he's just self-banished and doesn't. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I just,
But I also think that that's kind of, at this point, it's built into the fabric of who the Jedi are, that they are so good at fumbling the bag that it doesn't necessarily surprise me that, like, Ezra would have screwed that up, you know? Like,
hey, I brought your lightsaber. No, you keep it, Sabine. What?
Yeah. But then he got one?
Yeah, he built one. Yeah, I don't...
Without, there was no Kyber crystal. Like, how did he?
There's so many questions. I don't know. I don't think it was very well done. The storytelling, the pace was slow.
I just think that I think there was a lot of baggage going, like, I think Filoni undersold the Star Wars audience. Didn't give like the typical live action Star Wars audience enough credit, and like, I thought kind of drug them along a little too slowly. Like, you know, the water's 2 feet deep, everybody. We can wade into these waters. I promise we don't have to go inch by inch into this stuff. And I thought, cause the back half of the series episodes, I would say like 4 through 8 were, I thought, really effing good, really compelling. It was like a completely different show from the first 4 episodes. And it made me say, like, can we get rid of 2 of the episodes from the beginning and attach them to the end of these last 4? Because the last 4 were really good. And like, even while I had my frustrations with those first 4 episodes, if this is how they're going to end it, it does give me some optimism moving forward that, like, okay, they eventually landed on the tone that they want with Ahsoka and Sabine. They did eventually get those 2 central characters back onto the map, and they are seriously going to impact the world around them when we see them next. I also would love to see, like, I want a Beridia series. I want to know what Thrawn did to acquire all of that stuff. While Ezra was apparently like camping, you know?
yes.
Ezra was getting his Boy Scout on while Thrawn was putting together the right arm of the Empire, you know?
So, yeah. So I agree with you that the beginning of it was bad. And I would have preferred if Thrawn was a little earlier in this series so that they could build up, like, this dude is formidable. Like, this dude is scary. Like, he is in Rebels. Like, this dude is a threat. In which case, I would be more worried about, oh, shit. Like, because that would have changed the stakes for the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
Why are we so concerned about this dude getting back to the regular galaxy to, like, really cause some havoc? And they just never got there. I never really cared that much about any of the characters, and that's like the number one thing that you need, is you have to care about the characters so that you care what their motivation is, what journey they're on, whatever, like, if something happens to them, good, bad, like, I care. And I just didn't find myself caring that much. Part of that is also because I thought it was, other than a few exceptions, I thought the show was very poorly acted.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think I wish we did get more levity from Ahsoka after, like, I understand now what they were basically doing, where she needed to come to terms with being so thoroughly let down by her master. And that's why she was so subdued at the beginning. But even still, like, even after she was less subdued later in the series, it was kind of like
there was no spunk. She was just like friendlier. There was no spunk.
Well, she went from being like marijuana high, like just like lying down and sinking into a couch, to like a champagne buzz, basically. You know, like, it was just like, I still didn't really, like, you're talking about Ahsoka. There is such a light to her. She's literally like the stand-in character for the light side of the Force. And for her to be so kind of like, I'm with you now.
Yeah, my master, you know, never, I now know my master would never leave me, so I will be like, there for you always. Okay,
also,
well, thanks.
Also, Anakin kind of sort of did. Like, like Anakin, like even before he turned into Vader, like the reason Ahsoka left the Jedi, you know, just
order,
like
order, yeah,
yeah, the order. Thank you. But a big part of that was because everybody on the Jedi in the Jedi Order, including Anakin, doubted whether or not she was in on it. And like Anakin did do some detective stuff to help her out.
Yeah,
he, in some
in
of
the
that.
End, yeah, yeah.
But like it was still like he never like full throated vouched for no, she would never ever 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 do this. You know. But anyway, I don't know.
Do you need like 8 more episodes of this? Like I do because there's nothing else. But like Andor, I'm excited to see what happens next. Like Andor, like give me season 2. I want to see what happens.
Well, I think Thrawn is going to factor into Andor. Like he's going to be a big part.
He was in The Mandalorian too. He factored in The Mandalorian. It was Gideon. Moff Gideon was like, and they did the little shadow council thing where they're like, oh, we're finding Thrawn. Thrawn's return will hurt. I also in Rebels, it wasn't like. And I have not read the books, to be fair. The Heir to the Empire, I have not read, which is, you know, in, I don't know what it was from the early 90s, maybe, when Thrawn was created, the character was created. So I don't know about that, but it's certainly in Rebels, he's like, it's not about the Empire for him. It's like about his people. And and in this series, he was like, for the Empire, it was all about the Empire, which was weird to me also. So...
They needed to show him kick some ass.
Right.
Because that's a big part of his character.
Well, they couldn't. The actor didn't put on that dad weight that D-Lo could get that Max got, except it was not functional weight that he
He had dad bod, but it wasn't it's just like it was my pre-kids dad bod. I was just chunky, you know?
Just now, like, it's plain, like, just plainly chunky.
Yeah, it's just like what am I doing, wait? Now I do want to see where this goes. I do like that they really hinted at like the fantastical elements of the Force and really like diving into that and trusting the audience with it. I like that. I just think like a lot of times these large IP things either go too nerdy, like we're seeing in the case of Marvel, where it's all of these, like every single threat is this galactical threat, and we're spending so much time in the multiverse, and there's like totally nerding out in ways that I think is really losing the audience. Or you do the Game of Thrones thing where you don't trust the audience at all to stick with your fantastical elements, and you literally kill dragons to make it so, and you kill off the White Walkers in you know, pretty unimpressive fashion to get back to human versus human type conflict. I hope this bridges that gap a little bit better, where you're still going to have, like, you know, I don't think we're ever going to move completely away from the Star Wars getting stuck in the mud and really stuck in the weeds of the government aspects of an empire, empirical takeover. That's always going to be a factor, but you can balance that out with fantastical elements that I think we're getting to. Like he's standing on the gods of Mortis, and we see the light off in the distance that he or, you know, Baylan, whoever takes over that character.
Yeah, like, and nothing happened there. So is that just done?
Well, but he kind of, so he actually said something that I really liked, and it reminded me of, what was the second movie from the newest trequel?
Trequel? Yeah. it was the yeah, it was the worst one of all. It was
I liked the Force second Awakens. One the most.
Force, you liked the second one the most?
I liked it the most because it,
Force
was,
Awa-
it was
Force Awakens, the last Jedi, or is that the last
where one? where Kylo Ren says, you know, you need to, you know, let the past die and kill it if you have to, right? And Baylan said something kind of in that same realm where he's like, we need to break this cycle. It's the same. You and Anakin and the Jedi and the Sith just keep on fighting over and over and over again. And all that you guys are accomplishing is a whole bunch of death. And I want to break that cycle. And I really liked that he basically like met.
Force Awakens, The Last Jedi. Yeah, I was right. The Rise of Skywalker is the last one. You like The Last Jedi?
I did. And no, and the reason, and no, but
no
like,
wonder
the
you
reason
like
I liked it was because. Well, no, but I liked it because I liked that it was essentially saying like, hey, can we like move the story along? Like all we're going to keep running into is Skywalkers and Solos, and that's all that the only people that are going to matter here. We aren't ever going to care about little people in the galaxy. Like it's, we're just, and I liked that in this case, Baylan was basically, or Baylan or whatever we're going to call him, however they pronounce it. Was basically like, no, Thrawn, yeah, you want these people dead? Cool. Good luck with that.
Yeah, you got it,
apprentice.
Brother.
You got this. I have this other thing that I have to do that breaks this entire cycle, and I think we'll move the story in a very different direction.
Do you
just
think we're
going to
get
real
any more of that character?
Yeah, I think they wind up, they
they're
have to.
Like, they're going to do the Aunt Viv and Fresh Prince and just be like, yeah. We'll just pretend that this is the same person.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they would have done that with T'Challa. Like, I wish they would have done that with Marvel. Like, the fact that they just killed off a really important character in pop culture, and it sucks. Like, you know, it sucks that losing that actor was just devastating. But
he was the best thing. He was the best thing going on the show.
Yeah, but like I in Baylan, like I really liked where they were heading with him, and I love the orange saber thing, which is. Literally a mix between red and white. Like I loved a lot of what they were doing here. And I think, Filoni is going to find some way to do that respectfully. And they have to, otherwise, yeah. Then the cycle picks back up and they're going to find some weird way. Ezra's going to find some way to get Ahsoka and Sabine back into the main story, and they're going to take on Thrawn, and they're going to explain how all of these people apparently stopped mattering between where they are now and the next three movies somehow. They're going to have to somehow explain that, or just remove the last three movies from retcon is the word I'm thinking of. Retcon the last three movies. I'd be fine with it too, but
that's what they need to do. So one of the things we were talking about stakes, and you were talking about Game of Thrones, and one of the things that Game of Thrones did incredibly well, and this is why I say that HBO, at least used to, HBO doesn't have shows anymore, I don't think, but they did TV better than anyone because they were the first ones to do it. I think The Wire is the best show ever. Sopranos is up there. Game of Thrones probably would be there if not for the ending, you know, the last little bits of it. But the one thing that they did well, and one thing they did well in Game of Thrones is, and you know, frankly, The Wire also really too, but Game of Thrones, because you mentioned it, the first season is entirely basically about one character, and he dies. Mm-hmm. In the first season, he dies. I think in the penultimate episode. And that didn't happen. That doesn't happen with these Disney Star Wars shows. And so it's kind of...
You need to let people die.
Yeah, you kind of feel like, is anybody of consequence? Like, are they in danger, actually? Could Ahsoka's not going to die, but like one of Ezra or Sabine or like Hera or what, like one of the like main characters, it's a war. Like this is a war. Somebody like every important character can't have plot armor the entire time. And it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like there's any stakes in it. If nobody whose name we know could possibly die. Like somebody needs to get it. And this is at the beginning, right? Like
a good guy.
Especially. Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, Obi-Wan got it, right? And that was in service. He kind of let himself go. But like to have real stakes, people need, it's a war. To have real stakes and to have us care about the characters and worry and have that emotion, there has to be the threat of something really happening to somebody we care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. I just hope it isn't Ahsoka.
I mean, I don't think
I'm so biased. Like
she's your favorite. Petty, shout out Petty. He's been telling me for years that Ahsoka is not only his favorite Jedi, but his favorite character in the whole universe.
Yeah, I think so. I would probably say so.
I mean, that's a fine take if it's
Thrawn's up there too, though. Like,
yeah, and that's a fine take too, as long as it's the Clone Wars version of them or the Rebels version of them, and not this.
This, yeah,
not this.
I do.
Why did he only send two TIE fighters to go after the
ship? Like the part that I didn't get is in the.
He's supposed to be like this military genius. How did you let Ezra go for 10 years? Oh, we're down. We don't have. We're down in resources. It's just Ezra and a bunch of like lizard turtle people that have with slingshots. What do you mean you're down? And he doesn't even have a lightsaber.
He let
Sabine, he said go to him. He let her go, gave her transportation, and gave her all her weapons back.
Yeah.
After the witches told him that she was a Jedi.
That made sense because he was just gonna follow them and let her lead them to Ezra, but they also didn't do anything.
Why not just kill her? Why not just kill her when she has no weapons and then leave Ezra there? You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, it was also like because the reason he was, you know, he basically said, like, my focus is getting off this planet. And if I get off this planet and they don't, they're as good as dead.
Which
right?
is what he ended up doing with Sabine and Ahsoka. And Ahsoka.
Well, I don't think he knew that he did that. He didn't do that with Ezra.
No, he did. I know. Maybe he thought he did. My point is, why even bring him back on the map? Just kill Sabine. She has no weapons. You have you and you have these witches and you have your whole
Ezra did seem like perfectly content just like living out the rest of his life with the turtles.
Right. Just let him hang out. Kill her when she gets there. Kill her and take off. You gave her her weapons and gave her transportation to go to somebody you know is dangerous because he got you there to begin with. And now you're going to give him a lightsaber and an ally? What? This is what I'm saying. Like Thrawn is supposed to be a miracle. I mean, a military genius. What is he doing? Yeah. And now you're sending two TIE fighters. You know why? Because there was only two wings on whatever plane that they were flying that she could fly into the TIE fighters and destroy them. What? Like that doesn't make sense.
I did think Sabine was going to get it. Like, I thought she was going to die because of that. Like, we saw it go over, and I was waiting for it to, like, explode. That would have been fine.
Oh, yeah. She did that in service to her friends. Yeah, sure, I guess.
I would have been okay with that.
Like, or maybe she could just get defeated in combat.
Which she did. She got shanked.
That's another problem. Since when do lightsabers not kill people?
Well, they don't kill important people or they don't kill good guys because
Riva was a bad guy at the beginning. Now she's a good guy, but Riva was a bad guy and she got it twice. Once from Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. That is going to do it here for this nice and long episode of the Lakers Lounge. Like I said, I might have a surprise for you guys, on tomorrow's, feed or on the feed tomorrow. So you can check out that. This is going to do it for our conversations about Star Wars and Ahsoka. I really enjoy doing that. So thank you everybody for tuning in and for your thoughts and stuff that you guys have given on that front as well. We are right around the corner from games resuming from the feed resuming in the way that it historically has, where you are used to a lowdown in the morning and a conversation in the afternoon. So that is going to be how we approach it. Every other bit, we'll do some might do some playback stuff. Aaron, your playback, I would imagine, is getting up and going.
We started the last couple of days. We're going to do another one this evening.
that means that I'm doing another one this evening.
Yeah, you're right.
So
that's right. You are contractually obligated. All Access Lakers on playback.
All right. So until then, and until the next time. I'm Anthony Irwin, saying have a great rest of your day.
What is this shit?